The sixth parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph discusses Shalosh Aratzos LeShviz. There are three, literally three areas when it comes to the Shemitah year. And what we're going to see here is that historically the first kivush of Eretz Yisrael was when Yeshua led Klal Yisrael from Egypt and they conquered a large area of land. And when, unfortunately, the Bayis Rishon was destroyed and went into Chutz Laretz, into Galus, to Bavel, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was nullified. And accordingly, 70 years later, when Ezra led the Ole Bavel, those from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael, and they reconquered, the areas that they reconquered reinstated the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That imbued Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha, but the areas that they didn't conquer, even though the Ole Mitzrayim, Yeshua had originally conquered it, but that did not have the status of having Kedusha, and accordingly, the Shemitah on a D'oraisa level doesn't apply to there. So the Mishnah starts as follows, Shalosh Aratzos LeShviz. Number one, their first area, Kol Sheyachziku Ole Bavel, those areas that when they came back from Bavel, they conquered it, Me'eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael proper, Va'ad Kesiv, and in the north, they went all the way up to Kesiv, but not further, even though the Ole Mitzrayim had conquered further, so here are the requirements, lo nechal, in the absence of doing biur on the produce, when the produce, a certain type of produce is no longer available in the fields for the wild animals, there's a requirement that we take it out of our houses and we have to be mafkir it. So without doing that process, the procedure of biur, it's prohibited to eat it. For lo nevad, and you also can't work any of the fields in those areas during the Shemitah year. Category number two, V'chol Sheyachziku Ole Mitzrayim, all the areas that Ole Mitzrayim conquered and Ole Bavel did not conquer. So for example, from Kesiv in the north that we just mentioned, but they had conquered further, Va'ad Hanar, up until the river in the east, Va'ad Amana, to up until the place in the west, Amana in the west. In those places, strictly speaking, there is no Kedusha of the land, there's no requirements of Shemitah. Nonetheless, Chazal instituted on a Durabanan level that there were certain but not all restrictions. So Ne'echal, when it came to eating without beer, that's not a problem in those areas. Aval lo ne'evad, but on a Durabanan level, you're not allowed to work those areas during the Shemitah year. And in addition, category number three, area number three, mean Hanahar Ume Amanah V'Diflim, from that river that was on the east and Amanah that was on the west and going north of there, no restrictions whatsoever. It doesn't have any Kedusha. Ne'achal, you can eat during the Shemitah year, that you don't have to do beer. V'ne'avad, and you can work it during the Shemitah year as well. Mishnah Beis discusses a different area called Surya, which was conquered by David HaMelech. But David HaMelech conquered it before conquering Eretz Yisrael proper. And accordingly, that area of Surya did not take on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael because David HaMelech conquered it out of order. You can only add lands that have Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael once you conquer Eretz Yisrael proper. So accordingly, Surya does not have, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and accordingly, the Shemitah laws don't apply. Nonetheless, we'll see that Chazal instituted that some of the Shemitah laws do apply. And on a high level, before we talk about Surya, let's talk about Eretz Yisrael proper. During the Shemitah year, we have to leave our fields unguarded. They have to be open and accessible to people to come in and take the produce of the fields. But what happens if somebody guards his field? He can't do that, but he did it nonetheless. The Torah tells us that on a D'oraisa level, he himself is limited in when he is working in the field in a permitted way, but he closed it off, when he has produce that is still attached. For example, he wants to harvest it. He has to do those activities with a shinoi because he closed up his field. He's left it guarded. So we require him to do it in an unusual way. Now, Derabanan, Chazal instituted not only when such a person who is guarding his field works with produce that is attached, but even when he works with produce that is detached. For example, he has produce and it's threat. He wants to thresh, he wants to winnow, he wants to do various activities to detach produce, he also has to do that with a shinoi. So that applies in Eretz Yisrael on a D'oraisa level, attached, you have to do a shinoi. On a D'rabbanan level, even if it's detached, you have to have a shinoi. When it came to Surya, Chazal extended that if it's attached, produce that's attached in Surya, it has to be done with a shinoi. But if it's detached, no shinoi is required whatsoever. So the Mishnah says, Osim betalish besuria, when it comes to being in Surya and you have detached produce, you can work it and you don't need any shinoi. Aval lo b'mechubar. However, if it is attached, then you need to do any work with the shinoi. Now we're going to have examples of the work. So dashing, if you're threshing, it is talking about if it's detached. Vizorin winnowing, vidorchin, if you're crushing grapes, umaamrin, you're gathering the produce together. If you're in Syria, you can do all of that because those are activities done when the produce is detached. You can do it without a shinoi, no problem. What, however, if you're doing activities to produce that is attached, for example, avalokotrim, you're not permitted to harvest grain. Vilobotrim, you're not allowed to harvest grapes. Ulamoskin, you're not allowed to harvest olives unless you do it with a shinoi. Klalama Rabbi Kiva, this is the general principle. Koshekiyotze bo mutar b'Eretzel, anything that is permitted in Eretz Yisrael on a deoraisa level to be done without a shinoi, but Chazal instituted that you do need a shinoi, so it's talking about when stuff is detached. Osim oso b'Syria, you're allowed to do it in Syria without any shinoi, because we're talking about detached produce. Mishnah Gimel is an interesting situation. We have onions. And the way onions work, you can either plant seeds or you can replant the bulbs of the onions, or even a part of the bulb of the onions. So what we had is betzalim. We had sixth year onions. And what somebody did was he replanted them for the Shemitah year. Sheyardu alem k'shami v'tzimcho. And in the seventh year, planted, they had geshem, they had rain come, and they sprouted again. So is this considered sixth year produce, or is this considered seventh year produce, because there was apparently some growth in the 7 years? So we have two tests. We have a machlokes, is this considered kedusha shviyis or not? Im hayu ha'alim shalem shchorim asurim, if we see that the leaves coming out of that onion are dark green, shchorim here means dark green, very healthy. Accordingly, it has Kedusha Shviyis. That's what Asurim means. It has Kedusha Shviyis because we see there was some real growth after those onions were replanted, and there was real growth in the Shemitah year. However, Horiko, if they are pale in the Shemitah year, we see that there was no real growth. It's a pale color. It's not the healthy dark green. Apparently, there was no growth in the Shemitah year. Hare Elu Mutarin, they do not have Kedusha Shviyis because they are considered sixth year produce. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus Omer, he has a different test. He's of the view, even if the leaves are pale, but if the leaves are strong, then it has the Kedusha Shviya. So he says, Imicholim lihitalish ba'alim shalem, if you're able to pull out of the ground that onion simply by holding on to the leaves, they don't crumble in your hand, asurim, it is has Kedusha Shviya, it's asur, because that shows that the leaves are strong, even if they're the wrong color, even if they're pale, but it shows that there was some rejuvenation during the Shemitah year. Ukenegekain, and in reverse, in contrast, now we're going to talk about a situation that those onions were from the sixth year. They were planted for the seventh year and had some growth, minor growth. They were taken out again, but replanted for the eighth year. Eighth year is the first year after the Shemitah. So we have growth in the sixth and growth in the eighth and a little growth during the Shemitah year. Is that Kedusha Shviyas or not? So the Mishnah says, Mutarin, that is not Kedusha Shviyas because we combine the growth in the sixth and the eighth year. That was where the real growth, and because it grew in the eighth again, that nullifies the Shemitah growth. So this is not Kedusha Shviyas. Mishnah Dalet Meimasai Mutar Adam Likach Yarak B'Motzei Shviyas. When is somebody permitted after the Shemitah year ends to start buying vegetables from people that don't have the greatest ashkachas? They are Amei Aretz. We don't know if they're trustworthy. We assume they're not trustworthy. So if it's right after the Shemitah year, we have to assume that it's Shemitah produce. So when do we have to wait until? So the Mishnah says, Mishiyase Kiyotzebo, if in the eighth year, which is the first year after the Shemitah year, we see that there is produce in the field that has ripened to the extent of the produce that is being sold by the market, then it's permitted because we can assume that that produce in the market was grown after the Shemitah year. Asa HaBakir, we have another interesting halacha in the location where it ripens early. So we're, for example, in a city, around the city that's already ripened, Hutar HaAfil, it's permitted to buy in a different city where it has not ripened yet, because we can assume that in that other city that it hasn't ripened in that environment, they simply brought it over from the city that already has the ripe produce. Rebbe Hitir Likach Yarak B'Motzei Shviyas Miad. Rebbe disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says that you can buy produce right after the Shemitah year ends, no problem, because we can assume it was brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's why we can assume it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. Mishnah A, Ein motzin shemen shreifa. It's not permitted to take out, to export shemen shreifa. Shemen shreifa means it is truma that's to be given to the kohen, but he became tame, and accordingly that has to be burned. And in fact, it has to be burned in Eretz Yisrael. So we can't export it from the land of Israel because it has to be burned in Israel. No peyos shviz, and the same thing applies to the peyros of shviz, peyros fruit that has the kedusha shviz. The beyor has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to export it before beyor is done in the land of Israel. So you can't take out those two things, Shemen Treifim, Kereshviyas, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, Rabbi Shimon comes and tells us, and we're going to see this Rabbi Shimon in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. He agrees with the Tana of Mishnah Beis that was of the view that Surya that was conquered by David and Melech, we said that it does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon is of the view that it does have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So he said, I heard explicitly Shemotzin the Surya that is permitted to take Shem and Sreifa and Peirush Shviz from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. That's not a problem because Surya has the same status of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, or similar status, maybe not all the same status. The Ein Motzi Mechutz La'aretz, however, you cannot take from Eretz Yisrael or from Surya to the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah Vav, Ein Mevin Truma Mechutz La'aretz. If there is Truma in Chutz La'aretz that's to be given to a coin, we are not permitted to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? So in fact, the halachas of Trumas and the Trumas and Maestros only apply in Eretz Yisrael on a Deoraisa level, but Chazal instituted that it will apply also in certain countries outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, for example, Bavel and Mitzrayim, and one of the places that it applies to is Surya as well. So the Mishnah is concerned, Chazal was concerned that if we let Kohanim, what Kohanim would do, they earn their Parnasa from getting Truma, if we would allow them to bring back Truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. If they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they would go to Chutz Laretz in order to bring their Truma back. The problem with that is there's a prohibition to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz Laretz unless an exception applies. And going to pick up your Truma in Chutz Laretz is not an exception. So what Chazal did out of that concern that the Kohanim would be leaving Eretz Yisrael to go get their Truma, they said you're not allowed to bring Truma from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. So that's a great disincentive for Kohanim to go to Chutz Laretz to bring Truma because they're not permitted to bring the Truma into the land of Israel. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mevin Truma Mo Chutz Laretz Laretz. It's not permitted to import Truma that was in Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Shimon, again Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, I heard explicitly, Shemevin Mesuria Vein Mevin Mechutz Laretz, that it's permitted to bring from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, because he was of the view that Surya had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. However, from other areas of Chutz Laretz, that is where it is prohibited to bring Truma into the land of Israel.